I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The president and the U.S. military's initial timeline was about 4 to 6 weeks to achieve the full objectives of Operation Epic Fury. Again, to destroy their missiles and their ability to make them, destroy their navy, permanently deny them nuclear weapons forever, and to, of course, weaken their evil terrorist proxies in the region. We know that the U.S. military and our brave warfighters are quickly and expeditiously executing these objectives well ahead of schedule. But ultimately, the operations will end when the commander-in-chief determines the military objectives have been met, fully realized, and that Iran is in a position of complete and unconditional surrender, whether they say it or not.
Iran is not going to say it's in that desperate strait, but you look at their actions they're taking, they're flailing away at anyone and everyone around them. That includes their Middle East neighbors. Not talking about Israel. I told you earlier that we'd had overnight missiles fired and our drones, suicide drones, at a UK facility in Bahrain and elsewhere. British troops coming under attack from an Iranian drone swarm. Some Americans also reported injured. Details still to come out. Carolyn Leavitt's making it clear that you got the left and some of the right demanding it come to an end. It will be over. It will be over when Donald Trump, our commander-in-chief, says it's over. Well, I thought he said he had obliterated them. He did make that remark. But I remind you that sometimes he tends to embellish. But aside from that, maybe they did obliterate what that particular target was. But that doesn't mean it can't be built back and has not been rebuilt. If we wanted, hear me carefully. If we wanted to obliterate Iran as a whole, we could wipe it off the face of the map. That is not what we want to do. There are a lot of good Iranians in there that have been living under this Ayatollah regime ever since they took over our U.S. embassy. And a lot of them want to be free again. They want to be more Western. So we don't want to go in and kill all of these people just to prove we can wipe out a nation. And I'd be totally against it if there was such a decision. But those on the left and the right who think that, well, we're not really winning, so just let's go ahead and get out of there. You cannot get out of there. And now there's a threat that's been issued and made public. There could be drones launched from ships off the shore of California. If they get a ship flagged with another nation and get it past any of our naval observation points, get close enough, they could launch a swarm of drones into Los Angeles. We got the Oscars this weekend. And those attending the Oscars have been warned to be on special alert. And now suddenly, the elite left who might be caught in such a firefight, suddenly recognizing and appreciating and thanking the FBI and other federal agents and law enforcement for being vigilant. See how it turns when it's your own backyard? And I point out again to you, while I've said that this could always happen at some point, how many illegals did Joe Biden let into this country that were unvetted, unchecked, who might well be not just Iranian and ISIS sympathizers, but actual jihadists? And they could get drones from a commercial outlet right here, right now, and use it as a weapon. And I would not doubt that some of that will not happen. Whether it be coordinated or just scattered, it would still possibly be deadly for Americans on our soil. And yes, if you fully decapitate the Iranian regime, and we were taken out their leader. His son is now appointed to fill in. Even if we did that all over again, there'll be someone else willing to step up. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, March 12, 2026. Did you miss our first hour? I'm sorry you did. That I strongly encourage you to pull it up as a podcast from News Talk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. You will see just how much information we dump on you through each hour. That's why I say we have news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure you learn something in each hour. And one of the stories we dealt with, our story behind the story, was the Jonestown, Guyana murder, suicide, mass suicide. A couple of footnotes to that that I did not have time to get in the previous hour. We have made the story behind the story a regular feature of our first hour. And I dare you to start listening to Larry Connors USA at the beginning of any hour and find a spot where you want to turn it off and say, oh, I don't need to hear anything else. I dare you. And the footnote that I need to add regarding Guyana, I just did not have time to get in because we operate on a clock, but I'm going to add it before we finish this hour. And also later this hour, how the Trump economy, despite the naysayers, is still charging ahead. They don't want you to think things are going well. And in fact, they want you to use this as an opportunity to oust the Republicans from the House. Again, they're pushing the hate of Trump more than love of country, even when we're in the midst of a war with a nation that wants to destroy us and the world. The Supreme Leader, currently Supreme Leader, while not being seen, issuing a statement read by a female spokeswoman and making it clear that we're still going to continue to fight, and we have, and we will, and we will close down the Hormuz Strait, and we will strangle oil for all the world. Carolyn Leavitt's response.
Last night, President Trump reiterated his commitment toward keeping oil flowing through the Strait of Hormuz so the United States and all of our allies can receive their energy needs. President Trump will not allow rogue Iranian terrorists to stop the freedom of navigation and the free flow of energy. Let me be clear. It is a good thing to wipe out terrorists who indiscriminately target civilians and attempt to hold the global economy hostage. And President Trump should be commended for doing so. As the president made unequivocally clear to the remaining elements of this terrorist regime in his statement yesterday, if they do anything to stop the flow of oil or goods within the Strait of Hormuz, they will be hit by the world's most powerful military 20 times harder than they have been hit thus far. Moving forward, the stated objectives for Operation Epic Fury remain the same. Destroy the terrorist regime's ballistic missiles, raise their Iranian missile industry to the ground, ensure their terrorist proxies can no longer destabilize the region, and ensure that Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. President Trump remains confident these goals will be accomplished in swift fashion.
Well, I thought he already said we obliterated it. He did. And it might have been correct on a specific issue of obliteration, but they can always rebuild back until they're truly wiped out. Have you taken time to look at the Strait of Hormuz on a map? I strongly encourage you to do so. You'll see what the issue really is. Iran sitting on the edge of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The Strait of Hormuz and the United Arab Emirates and Oman basically is a choke point that they've got to go around with their ships to go from the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman. You got Qatar in the region. You got Saudi Arabia. You got Bahrain. And, of course, you also have Iran. And they're doing what they can to shut that down. How big of a deal is that? Well, for the other nations, we discussed this to some extent the other day. And I told you that the International Energy Agency announced it was going to reduce, or rather suddenly release, a major drop from the International Atomic, not the Atomic, but the Energy Commission reserves that they're going to release more than they ever have before. The world consumes something like 37 billion barrels of oil per year. It's higher than that because those numbers go back to 2024. And yes, the oil prices go up and they come back down. We consume 19 to 20 million barrels. China consumes about 16 million barrels. The European Union as a whole, 10 million. India, 5 million. Japan, 3 million. Saudi Arabia, 3.5 million. Well, they've got some of their own supply, but at the same time, it's being consumed. So the Ayatollah is looking for a way to strangle the entire world. Our Interior Secretary Burgum says they're basically trying to hold the world hostage.
This terrorist regime began 47 years ago by literally taking U.S. hostages. And then here they are 47 years later, slaughtering their own people in the streets and then holding the entire world hostage economically by threatening to close the strait. And of course, President Trump has made it very clear the consequences if they try to do that. And there's a lot of options between ourselves and our allies in the region, including our Arab friends in the region, that to make sure that those straits keep open and that energy keeps flowing for the global economy. And again, goal here, eliminate this terrorist regime. That will bring prices down permanently with peace and stability in the world. President Trump's going to make sure that happens.
And of course, we have Iran striking out of anybody that provides resources, land for our military or allied forces to operate. They've hit Kuwait. They've tried to hit others. And overnight, they hit again, launching and attacking a base inside Lebanon. Let me correct that again. I've got so much information here. This is a strike they carried out last night from Iran, and including proxies in Lebanon, carrying out strikes against oil tankers in the Gulf and some of the land. And they specifically hit in Iraq a military base with an Iranian drone swarm. Third such attack. They're going to go after everyone. They have no real support in the Middle East. And as much as some of the Middle East nations don't want to get involved in this, they are if we are based there. And in fact, even if we're not based there, they're striking out at anyone and everyone. But of course, they got some in their own nation, similar to what we have here in this nation, that are all about let them destroy whatever they can.
Until
it comes to our shore, of course. The U.S. Ambassador Whitaker deals with that issue.
I think it, you know, needs to highlight how successful this operation has been for the first 11 days. Obviously, our Gulf allies and those that are, you know, taking a lot of these incoming ballistic missiles and drones, do have an ever decreasing amount of patience to not join the fight. And, you know, in a coordinated manner, there may come a time where they join the United States. But, you know, right now we have devastated their Navy. They're combat ineffective. We've taken out, you know, dramatic amounts of their ballistic missiles and drone capabilities. And most importantly, Will, we've taken out their ability to produce more. And I think that, and with air superiority and dominance that we have right now, we can continue to methodically take out all their ability to produce these things. And so, you know, I think President Trump gets all the credit for this successful effort together with our military. And, you know, Iran, you should be careful, because if they provoke the Gulf allies to joining the fight, I mean, that could be even more, bombs on their head and more firepower behind the United States and Israel's efforts.
Certainly likely. And one senior Trump administration official quoted in Axios, the Iranians effing around with the Hormuz Strait makes Trump want to dig in even more. That is because, obviously, what they're trying to do is hold the whole world hostage at that location, that choke point for oil shipment that might be going through. There is increasing concern, obviously, about Iran hitting the U.S. directly. How?
American cities on high alert this morning after the FBI warns the state of California is now a target for Iran as it aspires to strike its coast with drones. No specific timeline or targets have been identified, but local officials are still receiving a precautionary alert. The L.A. County Sheriff Department saying, quote, in light of current global events, the department remains at an elevated level of readiness and is maintaining increased vigilance as we continue to protect our residents of Los Angeles County. President Trump was asked about the threat yesterday. Watch.
President Trump, what have you heard about this bulletin that some law enforcement put out about a possible Iran revenge plot in California where there would be some kind of a boat offshore launching drones towards
being investigated? But you have a lot of things happening, and all we can do is take them as they come. And the war itself is being prosecuted as well as anybody has ever seen. And this is other countries telling me too. Big countries, powerful countries, they said they've never seen anything like it. And they also agree with what I'm doing. They say it's an evil country, and it's been for 47 years that way.
Do you think the threat that they might actually hit the homeland directly might shake some of those on the left that say Trump is worse than anything in the world, including Iran? ABC News report on the possibility of drones hitting California.
This morning, a warning about how Iran might want to retaliate against the United States. The FBI recently alerted California police departments Iran aspires to conduct a surprise attack against unspecified targets in California using drones. The alert, reviewed by ABC News, says the drones would come from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland.
This is extremely alarming. We know that Iran's approach to combating the United States and Israel is through asymmetric warfare. They cannot take us on militarily.
The alert is cautionary. There is no information about Iran's aspirational timing or targets. The FBI declined to comment.
And it does not have to come from a ship offshore. Joe Biden allowed so many unvetted, illegal, and possible jihadists inside our nation. They're here. They can buy a drone from some local shop, turn it into a weapon. And the word going out is affecting the Oscars this weekend. Those going, the Oscar executive producers say, we want everybody coming, feel safe, and you're going to be good, but at the same time, be aware. In other words, it does not have to come from offshore. I'm going to get into that and even more, including the new Iranian leader issuing a statement. A statement he's not seen. What is his condition, which really might raise the point, who is running Iran at this point? More to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gotta shoot your eye down.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Iran's new supreme leader has issued his first message since the start of the war. An Associated Press translation shows the written message says the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed and calls for Iran's Gulf neighbors to shut down U.S. bases. Meanwhile, Iranian forces attacked at least two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf overnight and destroyed a massive oil facility at Oman's biggest port. Now gas prices are rising for the 12th straight day as governments rush to prevent a global crisis.
A global crisis. And the Iranian leader, who has not been seen but did it via a woman reading a social media address warning the rest of the Middle East, do not support America's Operation Epic Fury because you'll be targeted as well. And they have continued to do so. And they continue to target U.S. forces wherever they can find them in the Middle East and any of our ally forces as well. There are reports that either a suicide drone or a missile hit the USS Gerald Ford, our nuclear aircraft carrier, the biggest we have. Casualty reports minimal at this point, and it's not enough to do real damage to the ship or its mission. But they're striking out almost like a dying animal, trying to get in one last bite at you. And the Iranian leader warning his fellow supporters in the Middle East, you've got to quit supporting the U.S. or you'll become our enemy as well. And they are trying to choke off oil to the entire world to hold it hostage by grabbing the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. forces have been striking a lot of Iranian planes as regime supposedly is losing air capability day by day, but there are still some up there. And while it appeared we had not just air superiority, that we own the air, it appears we don't. And part of it has also to do with these swarms of suicide drones being used in the region and could well be used in our nation, which we were discussing earlier, and I'll get into more details in a moment. But back to what the Iranian leader, not himself saying, but through a written word read by an Iranian woman, as reported by CBS.
That message was just relayed a short time ago. It was delivered on state television on the new Ayatollah's behalf. He did not appear. Instead, a woman read the statement with. of the Ayatollah on the screen. And one of the things he said is that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed. And he also suggested that they have considered and looked at opening other fronts of the war and exploiting areas where the enemies, as he's described them, have little experience. And he said that there would be areas that are vulnerable to them, suggesting that as long as this war continues, that they will look at other ways to open up new fronts. And that is potentially significant amidst the calls, Diane, for there to be calm and for this war to end immediately. That's what we've heard from leaders here in the region. And it's also notable when we talk about this statement that the Ayatollah, the new Ayatollah, did not appear on camera. We also have not heard his voice. As you know, he's reportedly been recovering at a hospital, according to sources, where he suffered injuries, according to those sources, to his legs. He was injured in the same airstrike that killed his father and other family members.
If it's possible that he could speak, don't you think they'd put him forward to rally the Iranian regime, trying to keep it together, to show that I'm still here and still fighting? I know he's in hiding, but surely they would get some kind of video out. That's assuming he's capable of it and not in a coma. And if he's not ruling Iran at this point, what about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard? Are they in control? There are a lot of unknowns, but the fact he made clear is the so-called allies we have in the Middle East, if you continue to allow U.S. forces to occupy your territory, you're not an ally. You are going to be the enemy. That's why overnight, an Iranian swarm of drones hit a military base, a U.K. military base in Iraq. They shot down some of them. This was the air base at Erbil in northern Iraq. Third such attack against the British, following a strike on another British site in Cyprus, and another one in Bahrain. The Defense Secretary, John Healy, said Russia has been aiding Tehran in refining their drone tactics, making their air assaults more likely. And he said no one would be surprised if you find Putin's hand behind some of the tactics and some of their capabilities. And then the word today, being made official even by the FBI, although they won't comment past that, that they're sending out warnings that there certainly could be concern about a ship off the coast of California launching suicide drones. I discussed this some time ago, that they don't have to have a missile to get that could reach us from Iran. If they could get one on board a ship of some type and get past any security checks, everything else we're watching, where they could get close enough to fire it at the U.S., they will. Same thing with the drones. But I want to reinforce to you, I cannot reinforce this enough. We have so many of these folks inside our nation already. Thank you, Joe Biden. They came in and they're looking for an opportunity to strike at America, the great Satan. You can buy drones through Amazon or some other store. Then you can take it and you can weaponize it. They know this. I'm not saying anything they don't know. If you think I'm teaching them and telling them, I'm not. They already know it. They hope you don't. And that you continue to lash out at Trump and hate Trump more than you do Iran. And of course, a perfect group that would do that is all the Hollywood elites. But now they've got to be concerned. The Oscars are this weekend. And the Oscars producer is saying, we want everybody coming who's witnessing the show. Whether you're inside our barricades or not, we want you to feel safe, protected, and welcome. Now, you can say that, but can you support it? He is saying, we have the support of the FBI and the LAPD. In other words, suddenly the left are leaning on police and federal agents to help protect them. I pray nothing like that happens at the Oscars or anywhere else in our nation. But we're at a point of reality. And the guy that is supposedly serving as the Supreme Commander right now, the messages we heard and what we have or have not seen of him, which is zero, the intel expert we use with Iran all the time, Fred Flights.
On the new Supreme Leader, I'm suspicious about what his health state is, whether he's in a coma, whether I don't think he's just hiding. They would have put him on television immediately to rally the people if he was able to do so. So there's something wrong here. And he was put in place because the Revolutionary Guard wanted to portray his father as a martyr and to remind everyone about his father, to try to rally the people. I don't know how real those huge crowds are we've seen grieving the father. I think a lot of those people were probably forced onto the street by the Revolutionary Guard. Yeah. It looks like we're ahead of schedule in this battle. There still are challenges that we have to deal with. I think the U.S. is able to clear the Strait of Hormuz. We know the Iranians were likely to mine it. But frankly, by doing that, they're hurting themselves because most of their oil has to go through that strait. And we know China gets about 50% of its oil from Iran. So I don't think this is going to work out very well for Iran or for China.
Yet it is still a threat to the world as a whole. And inside our nation, we have to be aware of what's going on. Today we don't know for fact, but my first guess is, yes, an Iranian sympathizer driving a car into a Michigan synagogue and opening fire. We have a lot of sympathizers for Iran, and we already saw that previously, with the Hamas attack, how many students rallied on campuses supporting Hamas and genocide of the Jews? They're in our midst. You need to be aware and alert. I'm not trying to frighten anyone. I'm just saying raise your awareness and pay attention. I've had some folks listening to this program, and they say, Larry, you just seem to be on fire and excited every time. I am, and it's a dire position we're in. I'm not doing it just to be faking it. I'm sincerely telling you we have this threat inside our homeland because Joe Biden opened the borders. Let anyone that wanted to come in. They were not vetted, not checked. We know we got sleeper cells and even individual sympathizers. And on the other hand, we have the left looking at how can we destroy Trump? Well, we can point to the economy and say it's not doing so well. I don't think that's a good ploy.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, it's starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I just came from Thermo Fisher Scientific in Reading, Ohio, right across the way. The great American company that's investing $2 billion in domestic manufacturing, all because of what we've done with the tariffs and with the deductions and all of the other things that we've done. Ford Motor Company, and by the way, we have more jobs in terms of construction. We're building more factories now in this country than at any time in the history of our country. More factories are being built. And Ford Motor Company, a good old staple, has announced a $2 billion assembly plant in Louisville, Kentucky, which will support more than 2,200 Kentucky jobs.
And those are high-paying jobs with Ford Motor Company, and much less the construction of the plant. That's Trump on a Kentucky rally talking about what we've been able to achieve with manufacturing plants coming back to the USA and reinvesting in our nation, as they should. And yet the leftists still want to pound the drum that he's losing. What is he losing? Well, the oil prices are up all over the place again. That was to be expected once the Iranian war broke out and we started going after them. You saw the price had jumped to $100 a barrel. I hadn't been there for a long time. And then it comes back down. And then it's back up. Trump prefers the numbers around $50 a barrel. But they did top $100 per barrel Wednesday. Had been as high as $120. Iran is threatening that we're going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz and we're going to push oil prices to $200 a barrel, which would mean $5 per gallon for you at the pump. Not counting state taxes that would be added on. Boy, it sucks to be in California where they're taxing and taxing and retaxing on oil and gas. And it is a concern. I'm not trying to say it's not. Iran's threatening to push those prices to $200 a barrel, and a fifth of the world's oil travels through the Persian Gulf. China and India, the biggest consumers. But then that disruption ripples across the entire economy. Airline prices and tickets certainly going to go up. We have a record 135 countries co-signing on a UN resolution condemning what Iran is doing. 135, that's a record number. But in the U.S., the war still supposedly broadly unpopular. And the population split about 50-50. Should we be in it or should we not be in it? Well, we don't want to have Americans' lives and boots on the ground, and we don't want to lose more American lives. This is, you know, somebody is coming into your house. Do you want to leave the door open or do you want to put up double lock gates and barricades and everything you can? to keep them from coming in, and maybe you can kill them before they get to you. That's what we're doing with Iran. They cannot have nuclear capability. I know Rand Paul has said, we've been told they're close and they're still not close. He said, they might not be 3 weeks away. They could be 3 months, 6 months. I don't care. I don't want them any closer to a nuclear weapon, nor should you. And the left is so quick to point out that how bad the economy is going right now because of this. I'll read some headlines for you. NBC News, Iran's regime shows it can still rattle the global economy. But being more specific, with the Iran war, the Washington Post, what the Iran war could mean for gas prices, flights, and your wallet. And yes, you could suffer some pain there to some extent. I think that's worth saving the world, keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. PBS, Trump's roaring economy, quotes, meets a rough start to 2026. Job losses, rising gas prices. Yeah, there have been jobs lost. There have also been more jobs created, and more plants are going to create. And yes, the cost of fuel still will be going up. You got Rahm Emanuel, who served as Obama's chief of staff, saying, look, what we can do to undermine Trump for the midterm is point out constantly how bad things are. Well, how bad are they? But what he's wanting, and he's told this to members of the legacy media who are probably going to be more than compliant. He wants to go back to the days of COVID. Remember when they were constantly posting the number of deaths because of COVID? Didn't really say the folks died of COVID, but they went up under that number. You died in a car wreck, you might have had COVID, so we're going to put you up as a death. Rahm Emanuel says, we need a regular kind of thermometer blood drive number that shows how much you've lost in your 401k since Donald Trump's war. And how much more you're paying at the pump. I would update that website daily. They're thinking that those kinds of numbers will frighten enough people to saying, enough of Trump, we got to get rid of him. Are you that easily swayed? Seriously? I don't think so. And small businesses, the administration of the Small Business Administration says everything Trump is doing is rocket fuel for us.
Yeah, this is all about strengthening America's industrial base. No one believes in the American industry like President Trump, the American worker. This is about a return to American strength, job creation, industries ranging from aerospace, defense, food manufacturing, energy, everything. And what we have seen as I've traveled across the country is that small manufacturers, which make up 98% of all manufacturers across this country, have seen that the president's policies, ranging from tax cuts, deregulation, fair trade, has been rocket fuel for them. We were at Coosa Steel together with the president a few weeks ago in Georgia. They've been able to double the number of shifts that they have. They're reshoring supply from China to create American jobs. This is the power of President Trump's economic agenda. It's working. You see it in the data, and I see it on the ground as I travel across the country.
But you're not going to hear it from the legacy media, are you? That's our Small Business Administrator, Kelly Loeffler. And Trump says there's another thing I've done that's obviously taking effect and really good for the Americans.
One of the greatest victories we have achieved for hardworking Americans with the help of our great Republican majorities in Congress is no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, and as I told you before, no tax on overtime, which affects you. 800,000 Kentucky seniors. And every Democrat voted against it. Mm-hmm. So remember, and they'll terminate it. If they take power, they'll terminate it. 800,000 Kentucky. So you have, think of that. You have no tax on Social Security. 800,000 seniors, and they will end it. We got to win the midterms.
We do have to win the midterms. If Trump is facing his last 2 years in office with the Democrats controlling the House, we have gridlock. We can't lose the House, and we certainly can't lose the Senate. He can't have both of them against him. But even one is enough to put sand into the wheels and shut everything down. But what he's done in different levels, different areas, you're not going to see or hear about on the legacy media. You may or may not see it in your paycheck today, but things are building. And in fact, White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt says, if you've already filed your taxes, you're seeing Trump benefits.
Americans are going to start benefiting from the fruits of President Trump and Republicans' labor through the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill and these historic tax cuts. Nearly 63.5 million tax returns have been processed thus far. 45% of the anticipated total number of tax returns by April 15th. So don't forget to file your taxes, people. And the average refund this year is more than $3,700. And we know that more than 27.5 million individuals who have filed their tax returns thus far have claimed at least one of President Trump's new tax cuts. Over 3.5 million returns have claimed no tax on tips. Over 15.5 million returns have claimed no tax on overtime. Over 9.2 million returns have claimed the enhanced deduction for seniors. And over 690,000 returns have claimed no tax on car loan interest. And another amazing statistic, nearly 3.5 million Trump accounts have been opened for children in our country thus far.
All of that is good. And I've not filed mine yet. I'm preparing it. I need to get it filed. I'd like to see if I'm going to get any benefit from that. I may or may not. But if the rest of the nation is benefiting, I'm happy for you. As I pointed out for you, we have begun a new feature in the 6 o'clock hour of Larry Connors USA. We call it the story behind the story. And every day it's a different storyline. And I mean, I've got a full list yet to do, and these are not necessarily stories I was involved in covering, although some I was, such as yesterday we did my interview with Andy Rooney, and not just the interview, but everything circulating around him at that time. And today we focused on the Jonestown Massacre of 1978. We have a limited amount of time because it comes at the end of our second hour, our first hour, I should say. So today there were a few footnotes I still wanted to add on the Jonestown, Guyana mass suicide that I'm going to give to you now, which should clue you and remind you, you need to listen to every hour. We bring you news, analysis, opinion, and education. And that's why you need to pass this program along. If you listen later, send it on to friends and neighbors and alert them for it. And not just for the story behind the story, but everything else. We're constantly bombarding you enthusiastically with information. But the added notes I did not have time to get in previously on the story behind the story today, the Jonestown Massacre. There was a deputy chief of the mission at U.S. Embassy in Guyana that had gone down to Guyana with Congressman Ryan in California. They were investigating reports at this cult that Jim Jones had cultivated and started in California, basing around the civil rights movement, pulling all kinds of people, young, old, black, white, in. And what it was really doing is adding to his cult, not helping civil rights. He would have some of the civil rights leaders speak to his temple, the People's Temple in California, and when they would leave, he would condemn them and call them hypocrites. So then he's decided we need to go where we can set up our own world, Guyana. And they created Jonestown. Richard Dwyer, a deputy chief of mission, flew down there with him and others. And he talked about that once we were going to leave, we were trying to take some people with us. We couldn't really take but maybe 15 or 20. And when we got to the airstrip, and Jim Jones was already upset that we were taking anybody with us, he gave us a spiel that these people were economically, emotionally deprived in the U.S. would be better here. He said, well, we had a bunch of them wanting to fly out with us. He said, Congressman Ryan and I talked about it. We decided we would stay maybe a little bit longer. But otherwise, we're going to take all those we can, take them to the airplane, fly them out, come back, pick up more. At one time, at one point, a young man walked up. Again, this is the words of our U.S. ambassador in that region at the time, chief of mission. and acted like he wanted to go also. He wanted to get away from Jim Jones. But the guy was apparently intending to kill Congressman Ryan, grabbed him from behind, put a knife to his throat. A couple of the People's Temple members grabbed him and wrestled the guy to the ground. He did bleed all over Ryan's shirt. Ryan was shaken, but still in command. And so our chief of the mission at the U.S. Embassy asked Ryan, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "I don't know what to do now, but I want you right now. Let's get out of here as fast as we can." And he said, "Will you stay and help care of the people and come back if needed?" He said, "Yes, I would." He said, "Looking back at it, I shudder to think about it, but at that time, I just needed to get him out." So we went out to the plane. Ryan was standing by the wingtip, the airplane facing south, the engines running. We start to walk toward the craft when a farm tractor pulls up, towing a cart. Men inside the cart jump up and start shooting. NBC television taping it. Their cameraman was killed on the spot, so was their correspondent and others, including the congressman. The U.S. Embassy spokesman said, "I lay on the ground till the firing stopped, pretending like I was dead, but I couldn't decide what to do." And a Washington Post reporter did the same thing. But the photographer from the Hearst newspapers was killed. That's a footnote to the Jonestown massacre I could not add on our first hour. I encourage you to make sure you're listening to Larry Connors USA for that and more on a daily basis. 6 to 8 every evening for you on Newstalk STL. If you can't listen live while we're also streaming video, pull up the podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. You can subscribe at our .com. We'll send it to you. Tomorrow, the story behind the story, the Tylenol murders in Chicago. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.